Hi, my name is Stephen Kinsler, and this is my, I guess, fourth or fifth audio boo. Today I did an IrishDebate.com debate, and it was really, really good. And one of the things that came up in the debate that I didn't really address at all was the relationship between economists and journalists. And one of the things I said I was thinking of doing is doing a course for journalists and for students of journalism for the type of reporting that they would have to do to become, let's say, a George Lee. So here in 2 minutes is sort of what I think that course should have. Every journalist should understand intuitively that everybody has an angle. Yeah, that even just because someone has a PhD after their name or whatever, it doesn't really mean that they are totally impartial. So if you listen to a neoclassical economist, they'll tell you that the market is always brilliant. If you listen to a post-Keynesian economist, they'll tell you, well, you actually know a lot about the future, etc., etc. Okay, so you have to understand the angle that the economist is coming from. It doesn't mean you need a degree in economics. It just means you need to know where to go and you need to know roughly what these people believe. You also have to show both sides of the story. A lot of times what you're getting is one quote from a sort of pointy-headed propeller head man, Dr. Blah. And that's good in some sense, but really, you know, because economists disagree, it's almost always better to get two quotes from differing economists. And that's where having the theoretical context would be very good. I would love to see more number-driven and data-driven stories in the Irish press. And to get that, you basically need to become very familiar with data and plotting, okay? The great thing about becoming familiar with data is that you stop searching for stupid anecdotes. You know, such and such a person got found in a bin, etc., etc. So there's no need to do that. If you can contextualize the numbers yourselves, and if you can maybe even come up with a few little simple models to understand what's going on, then that's brilliant. I mean, I don't mean whacking out regression analysis software. What I mean is being able to graph what's happening to the interest rate over time, things like that, and just show it. Yeah, increasingly stuff is going to be done on the web. It makes a huge amount of sense to have the journalist be able to produce these figures over time. And that's a real niche that some people are starting to get into. And for would-be journalists out there, I think being very au fait with economic data is probably one of the ways forward. So I would like to think, that journalism students really understand that they are trying to tell a story, that they're trying to inform the public about what's going on. And I would also like to think that I'm a bit of a realist. I understand that they have, you know, 2 days to write this article and they need to write it right now. But if you can get a little bit of the data and get a little bit of a sense of what's going on from a couple of economists, then that's great. And also knowing a little bit about what these guys are about really helps you in many other fields, because of course, data and data exploration are going to become very, very important to journalism in the 21st century, as you can see with people like Storyful.com coming online. You know, they're essentially data-driven journalists, and I think journalists should learn to work with data themselves, and in so doing, they'll really add value and become much more informative for their readers. So, those are my thoughts on teaching journalists a little bit of finance, a little bit of economics. Thank you for listening.